a very freaky girl. The things done out of line. Super freak, she's super freaky.
Get your freak on, Show Friday. If you got something that's a little off about you, maybe a little different, a little weird, or at least people say that about you, then this is where you come to shine and you share it. And you can always call in too when you hear us talking to different people at 833-563-2539. And when you hear what's going on with them, you can say, yeah, that's kind of freaky, or no, it's not. Let's say good morning to, I believe this is Howie. Hey, Howie.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Good. So why are we talking to you today for Freak Show Friday?
Well, I have this little side hustle that some people think is a little weird, but it is a true, true passion of mine. Firstly, do you know how much unneeded wax the average human has in their ear?
Unneeded what?
Unneeded wax.
Wax? Like wax? Earwax?
Yeah, like earwax. It's insane how much is in there.
Well, ironically, I'm actually out of Q-tips right now, so I probably have a little extra.
Oh, gross.
They actually say you're not supposed to use Q-tips.
Really?
Even though they feel good, but it's supposed to like kind of like suppresses it. Pork chop! Pushes it down.
Pork chop!
Huh? I can't hear you.
I don't think you can hear with all that wax in his ear. Pork chop! Okay, but, so...
Well, actually, I have a better way than Q-tips if you want to hear me out. It's really cool.
Okay. Yeah, this already is freaking me out, but go ahead, Howie.
Random.
So... I've decided to offer my services to help alleviate people of their extra earwax, you know, and I don't use Q-tips. So I have this set up in my living room of my apartment, and I have this relaxing place where people can come in order to get their ears cleaned out. And I advertise this on Facebook and Craigslist, and people come in and have me do what I call an ear coning, or also known as ear candling.
Oh, wait, I've heard of ear candling. My wife had me do that one time. But
did
explain.
It work? So it works?
Yeah, a lot of weird stuff came up. But go ahead, Howie. Sorry.
It kind of blows your mind. I mean, basically, all you got to do is you light a candle by your ear, and it gets so much earwax out. It works like a charm. And it's basically kind of a win-win. See, I get all your ears cleared out, and then I can put the wax towards my project.
Okay.
What is your project? This is... I'm going to puke.
Put the wax towards a project?
No, okay, it's great. Basically, what I do is I use the earwax for my real passion, which is making wax sculptures, and they're absolutely glorious. It's
literally
amazing.
Going to throw up.
I literally feel nauseous.
You got to do what your passion is. You know, the earwax, it makes this kind of a musty, sour smell that I just love. And regular wax just doesn't have it, you know? You got to do what you got to do to get the real good stuff.
Okay.
We don't
need detail.
No. Okay, well, I'll cut that out. But basically, one thing about earwax, it's so much easier to mold and bend and manipulate than the regular wax, not to mention the color. I mean, the orange color is just pure, and it really, you know, brings my creations to life. You know, if there's some wax that has, like, a little bit of blood in it, then I can use that for my injured animal sculptures.
Stop.
It's really cool.
Wait. Sick.
Who the heck's got blood in their earwax? Sorry, by the way. Hold on.
Sometimes.
I am so sorry.
I had this one client who, you know, his earwax is especially blood, and you know I use that for the sculpture where my daughter became a woman. You know, you got to do it. You got to make lemonade out of lemons. You know,
you want people to come to your place and sit down, and you want to take their earwax.
At first, I was like, this guy sounds like a doctor, like he's doing something good, and then this is kind of nasty.
Well, I'm helping people. It's kind of a win-win. You know, I clear out their ears, and they're able to help me, you know, use that for my real passion. I got 13 different sculptures already. I got plenty of clients, and I've never been happier.
How much earwax has that taken? 833-563-2539. We're talking to Howie today. His side hustle is he'll earwax, like where they draw it out with a candle or whatever he calls it, coning. That's not freaky to me. That's a normal thing people do all the time, and whether that has health benefits or not, I'm not debating that. The fact is that he's making these wax figurines or things out of earwax. Does anybody think that's freaky? Would anybody buy this? Because, Howie, are you actually selling this to people?
Not at the moment. I'm just using it for my personal collection, you know, because I love to make art and crafts, and it's just always been a real passion of mine. But
don't they have,
if anyone's really interested, I mean, I'd definitely be willing to negotiate.
Don't they have wax, like artist wax or like waxes you can buy to do your sculptures?
Yeah, like the wax
museum. What's different? Why does it have to be someone's earwax?
Well, like I mentioned earlier, you know, the earwax is so much easier to mold and bend and manipulate than regular wax, and the regular wax doesn't have that really cool smell.
Ew.
So is there going to be like...
I'm tapped out of this.
There's Madame Tussauds, you know, wax museum. Will there be a Howie's earwax museum?
I definitely think it's a possibility. You never know what the future holds.
Wow.
I'm literally sick. There's a part in there where he says he uses
it for frown on it till you try it.
Injured animals. Like,
have you, I mean, like, how, it sounds like you need a lot of wax. How do you even keep up with this? I feel like you'd run out eventually of people to get earwax from.
Well, that's just it. I mean, I'm actually kind of running out of wax right now. And so if anybody, you know, but you said your ears are kind of waxy right now, so I could definitely help you out and you can help me out. So.
My ears are fine.
I got my handy dandy candle that can help you get that out.
I mean, I'm not paying you, but you could take my wax for free.
Are you?
Yeah, we can definitely do that. Are you serious?
I mean, you're gonna go to his place and lay down with your eyes closed?
If you come with me.
No.
Listen, Porkchop's been to plenty of places.
Hold his hand. It'll be a great experience.
He's been to plenty of places where he's laid down and closed his eyes, so that'd have been questionable. I don't think Howie's would be the first or the last. Mm-hmm. All right, Howie.
Hey, my thing's a family shop, okay? Keep it.
And mine is not.
Okay, well, I've got to say this, Howie. I think you are freaky as hell.
Yes, I vote freaky as hell, too.
Anybody think this is normal?
I say weird.
Okay, that's freaky. Liv the Web Girl, what do you think about Howie?
I think he's a true artist.
You know, you would think that. You would think that, you weirdo.
Are you going to go and let him take your wax? Who on the show?
I will. I honestly, I'm not joking. I have especially waxy ears.
Stop.
That's what I'm talking about.
Stop.
He said that's what I'm talking about.
All right. Howie, thank you for calling in for Freak Show Friday.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Howie. Best of luck.
The fact that Liv the Web Girl and producer Porkchop would consider letting somebody...
Seriously, I'm sorry. No disrespect to Howie, but he totally ekes me out. I thought he just was like sounded creepy. And
yes.
I can't believe you guys would go to his house and just lay down with your eyes closed.
I'm going to try not to throw up. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.